Let's move on to the employment section for both the child adolescent and adult full assessment. On the left screenshot, you will see the child adolescent full assessment looks quite different. In our previous full assessment, we only had a space to address vocational information in the narrative section. Technically, this has not gone away. However, above the vocational information, boxed in red, you can see the questions that have been added now. Note that these questions are applicable only for clients age 14 and above. If you have a client age 13 and below, you may check off NA and proceed with noting the client's age in the narrative section and move on to the next question. So let's take a quick look at the questions boxed in. Here it asks whether or not the client is currently employed, how many hours a week do they work per week, what type of position are they currently employed in, and whether or not they want help finding employment. Again, if you are providing assistance for employment resources, note the disclaimer related to provision of resources and assessing for mental health barriers. For this particular case, the client stated no with regards to wanting help finding employment and expressed that she would like to focus on school at this time and is not interested in seeking employment at this time. On the right screenshot for the adult full assessment, in addition to employment history, which has not gone away and continues to be part of this section, you now have current employment section as well. You will notice that questions are the same as those on the left screenshot, with the exception of question D. So question D asks whether or not the client is currently unemployed and how long they've been unemployed. For this case, the client does express interest in finding employment resources, and we see that question E is checked off as yes. Therefore, in the narrative section, you see the following. It states consumer exhibits verbal and physical aggression towards others, which has impacted his ability to obtain or sustain employment. He recently lost his job as a mechanic due to a disagreement with a customer and expressed interest in finding employment, however, would like assistance as he struggles with proper communication and social skills. So this is an example in which the clinical staff assessed for any mental health barriers related to the client's inability to seek employment. So for this case, the client's verbal and physical aggression, which is part of his mental health symptoms and behaviors, is impairing his ability to sustain employment. And his inability to find employment is due to his struggles with proper communication and social skills. So again, anytime that we are providing resources, we want to make sure that we're assessing, if any, for mental health barriers. Finally, at the very bottom, for both assessments, you have questions related to financials. So these two questions for both the child adolescent and adult full assessments are the same, as you can see for both on both screenshots. The only exception is on the left for the child adolescent full assessment. This question pertains to clients who are emancipated or 16 and above. So the only added question here is asking whether or not the client is financially independent or not. And again, being that this question is related to resources, please note the disclaimer related to provision of resources and assessing for mental health barriers.